This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're going to be talking about Social Security this morning on the program, which always a lot of people have a lot of questions about. Again, a great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number as well. I'll be doing the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later on in the show. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Joining us in studio this morning is CJ Klaus along with Melissa Wagner. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. John. Great to see both of you. Great to talk with both of you. And again, we're going to be talking about Social Security, which is always a hot topic on the show. So let's talk about one of the things I think you guys probably hear a lot of people wondering about is, can I take it early and when is the best time to take it? And of course, making that mistake of taking it too soon or too late, which are two of the biggest pitfalls I think people are concerned with.
Sure, absolutely. So it is. It's definitely one of the biggest questions with Social Security is when is the right time or when should I take it and what benefits is there to taking it soon or later? And honestly, Sean, the answer is going to be that it depends. Mm-hmm. The decision really depends on your specific individual financial situation, whether you're married, your health. And as you go through that, some of the thoughts are, you know, what type of debt do you have going into retirement and what are your income needs for that debt? Do you have other sources of income? Does your spouse still work or are they already retired? Are you still going to consider working part-time and how much would you be earning during that time? Longevity plays into that. You know, does your family typically live till their early 80s or are they late 90s family people? And then, of course, the consideration of the delayed retirement credits, which up until the age of 70, the Social Security Administration gives you 8% growth each year after your full retirement age up to age 70 for that income.
Pretty nice there at 8% for sure. Yeah. Talking with Melissa Wagner and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions, you give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. So how do we know? How do we calculate what my full retirement age? And of course, the other question is, what's that benefit going to be?
Yes, you know, we come back to this topic of Social Security. Gosh, I believe we've actually scheduled it in almost once a month mm-hmm. because it is such a hot topic. It's hot because Congress, legislatively, there's a lot going on in terms of will the benefit change in the future? Who will it change for? What's the calculation all about? And truth be told, if you're a numbers person, which of course in our business, we're kind of numbers people, and you track your, say, pay stub, and you look at how much money is going into this little section known as FICA. Who's FICA? I had somebody ask me that once. Who's FICA? Well, that's Social Security and Medicare. If you look at how much is going into the Social Security Trust Fund between your required payroll deductions and your employer's aspect of that, it's a big number. And so because of that, if it's 13, 14% of your pay is going into Social Security during your entire working career, rightfully so, this is a topic that people want to know a lot about. So listen, if you're out there and you're interested in calling in with specific questions, please, please do so. See, Sean, I'm doing your job
Thank
now,
you.
Asking them to call in. But let's get to the question. So yes, how do I calculate my full retirement age and what will my benefit be? First things first, go to ssa.gov. ssa.gov. It is truly a fantastic resource. It has a search feature. You can search for different topics on Social Security, and it really does give you, you know, to the number calculations that you can take a look at. But remember that Social Security benefits are based on the earnings on which you pay Social Security payroll taxes. So again, it's not just earnings, it's earnings that you actually pay those Social Security taxes on. And the higher your earnings, the higher your benefit will be someday, but there is a maximum. So you'll hear some people say, and this is confusing to some people, hey, wealthy people or high income earners get a pay increase mid-year. And what they really mean by that is that they have maxed out the income limit to which Social Security is required to be paid on. And that limit, by the way, for those who don't know, in 2019 is $132,900 a year. So if you earn more than that, mid-year at some point when you hit that limit, FICA, the Social Security part of FICA will stop being pulled. So it feels like a bump in pay at that point. And then, of course, everyone wants to know when they can take their benefit. So there is a difference from when you can first take the benefit at 62 to when it's actually your full retirement age, known as FRA or PIA. Primary insurance amount is what they reference for PIA. So at 62 is the earliest you can draw, but anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 and some number of months. And then anyone born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67.
Very interesting. Talking with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wagner. They come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial is complimentary. Not going to cost you a thing. And, of course, if you have questions, we can get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A lot of people say, and I think Melissa may have pointed out earlier, why it's a no-brainer. People say, well, I'll just start taking right away. There's a reason why you don't want to necessarily, if you can, take it right at 62, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we said earlier that after your full retirement age up to age 70, they give you an 8% increase, it's kind of the reverse effect if you take it early. So like CJ said, you can take it as early as age 62, but between 62 and whatever your full retirement age, Social Security will give you a reduced benefit. I believe it's about 75% of your full benefit if you start at age 62. And then it goes up a little bit from there until your full retirement age. Another big thing to watch for is if you are still earning. So we said earlier, you know, will you still be working an actual earned income? The reason that's important is Social Security puts income limits on up until your full retirement age. So if you draw your Social Security at 62 or 63 towards the earlier time, but you still want to work, whether it's part-time or full-time doesn't matter, there are income limits. So in 2019, for this year, your annual earning limits for full retirement age is $17,640. So if you're under that special number, whether it's 66 and some months, and you earn income of over $17,640, Social Security could take some of that benefit, and they'll typically deduct a dollar for every $2 that you've earned over that $17,640 number. So if you're going to pull Social Security early, you really want to know that you're done working, or it's just a very, very small, not high-earning job at that time. Now, if you've reached full retirement age and during the middle of the year or throughout 2019, you're allowed to make a little more that year. So that year, especially for 2019, your earnings limit is $46,920. So you can make up to that. It's kind of an extra caveat for the mid-year birthday people for full retirement age. The best part of all of this is your actual full retirement age. So when you hit that FRA, or full retirement age, there's no earning income limits at all. So you've got some engineers that retire at 67, and 67 is their full retirement age. They can turn on their full retirement Social Security and still be working, making $170,000 a year if they want. There's no limits to their earnings, but you have to reach the Social Security's full retirement age in order to do that.
And then what about married folks?
Sure. So for the married folks, you're entitled to all of your own benefit or 50% of your spouse, whichever is greater. So if you look at your benefit and your benefit's going to be $800 a month, but your spouse's is $2,000, then you would be entitled to $1,000, which is half of their benefit.
Fantastic information. Talking with Melissa Wagner and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they can answer them for you right now. Just give us a call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Melissa. We will talk about how your benefit is determined and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Melissa Wagner from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Melissa, they'd love to answer them for you. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Mary called in during the break. Unfortunately, she was not able to stick around, but she had a question about, she wanted to know if you had to take Social Security right away when you retire, or could you hold off on taking Social Security even though you're not working?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mary, if you're still listening. The answer is no, you do not need to take Social Security right away when you retire. It's kind of fascinating, actually. People talk about retirement in two different ways. They'll say, hey, I hit my retirement age, and really what they're talking about is either Medicare 65 or Social Security 66 or 67, but they're not actually retired, right? They're still working. Mm-hmm. Or other people think about retirement in terms of I'm done working at my main job. So it's a little confusing because what do you mean by retired? But Mary's question, I believe, is more on the former of that. She's saying, if I'm done working and I'm 63, 64, so I'm eligible, do I have to draw? And the answer is no, 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 no. As a matter of fact, let me say that really loud, no. Because we find that people tend to jump on it, if anything, too soon. And then they have regrets as it relates to what Melissa was talking about on income limits or finding out they could have had a really great growth rate, so on and so forth.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Mike checks in. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Melissa Wagner and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Hey there, everybody. Good morning.
Planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mike checks in.
Well, it's sort of a comment, and you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe if a person has, okay, let's say they're retirement age, mid-60s, and they have a high tolerance of risk.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just pretend, say they had $1 million in savings.
Yeah.
Okay. I think if their savings are, here's what I'm trying to say. If their savings are divided among, say, 8 or 10 different asset classes and stocks, and they have no bonds,
mm-hmm.
and they look at their Social Security and real estate and or pension as their fixed income portion,
yep.
they're okay.
Yeah, that's a sophisticated comment, Mike. So we do a lot of due diligence and research in this very topic. And I'm going to try to just quickly, for all the other listeners who have no idea what you're talking about, I'm going to just reference it quick. So what Mike is talking about here is, couldn't you technically look at what we call guaranteed income pieces of your total income need in retirement as bond-like investments, right? Even though they're not, there's no actual bond that you invested in. But truth be told, a lot of those pensions and Social Security actually do invest in bonds. But if you looked at it like a bond-like investment, meaning the conservative part of your portfolio, couldn't that technically mean that you take the rest of your actual 401k and IRA money and get more aggressive? And the answer, Mike, is absolutely yes, if you understand that and if the equation works for you, the equation of, like, how much income do you need as a percentage of that risky portfolio? So, Mike, you're onto something big there. There's no doubt that is absolutely true, but there's understanding it, there's implementing it, and then there's making sure it mathematically still works. Great point, though.
Great question. Great statement there as well, Mike. Thank you for the call. Talking with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wagner. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442 442- 4425637. That's 4425637. Don't forget that first visit and the first appointment at Kloss Financial. That is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. You can set up that appointment by picking up the phone, give them a call again at 4425637. And we had Steve call during the break during the conversation with Mike. Fortunately, he did not stick around, but he had a question. He said, if you're collecting Social Security after your full retirement age, is that Social Security taxed? And I feel like we've had this question before, and it also feels like, as definitive as that answer is, nobody seems happy with that answer. I'll leave this to you, CJ.
This was our show a month ago. As a matter of fact, go back in our podcast and listen to this exact topic of taxability of Social Security. So is Social Security taxable? Well, Steve was asking after FRA, but let's just say, is it taxable whenever I choose to draw it? And the answer is, it depends, right? So if your total income is over certain limits, then 50% of that benefit could be taxable. If your total income is over another limit, then 85% of your Social Security income could be taxable. But as it stands right now, to say it another way, as it stands right now, no matter what your income is in retirement, if you're drawing Social Security, 15% of your Social Security benefit is tax-free, no matter what. And then, of course, there's, well, what tax are we talking about, federal tax or state tax? And here in the state of Wisconsin, there is no state income tax on Social Security, but there is federal income tax depending upon your total income tax equation. So accountants can call in and tell me how I said that wrong or whatever, but I think I'm pretty close there. So bottom line, speak with your accountant, but in most circumstances, yes, a portion of your Social Security will be income taxable.
Talking with CJ Kloss, Melissa Wagner, they come to us from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that telephone number coming up in the next segment. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. We'll also talk with Melissa and CJ. We'll talk about how that benefit, how that amount for Social Security, how exactly is that determined? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
Is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we've got CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial with us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning with our retirement planning professionals. A big question, of course, another big one that a lot of people have is, how exactly do they determine your Social Security benefit? Where do they come up with that number for that amount?
Well, Sean, they go through your income throughout your lifetime, first off. So if you look at your Social Security statement, a lot of times on the front page of page 3 there, it'll show each year that you worked and how much you earned. So they keep track of that throughout your lifetime. There is some adjustments for inflation to that. And then they use that to calculate the average indexed monthly earnings during your highest 35 years, earning years of employment. So they take those highest 35 years and they use that to determine the benefit. Now, throughout that time up until you start receiving your benefits, there can be a cost of living increase to the benefit, which starts at the age of 62. When you become 62, then they start doing that cost of living increase, and then until you've started actually pulling your benefits. So that can go all the way up even until age 70 for the increase. Now, when you delay your retirement past the full retirement age, which, you know, whatever is 66 and some months or 67, you get what's called a DRC, which is delayed retirement credits. And that's kind of what we mentioned earlier, where after your full retirement age up until age 70, they give you that delayed retirement credit of 8% per year until you start taking your benefit. Now, of course, once you turn your benefit on, that stops. But up until that point, you'll get the 8% per year until you reach age 70. So what that means is there's pretty much no good reason to not be pulling your Social Security at age 70. After that, it's not going to grow anymore. It's not going to change. There's not going to be any difference. So at the age of 70, there's really no good reason to have not started pulling it at that point.
Fantastic. And I know, obviously, here in Madison, we've got a lot of people working for the state, working for the government. Certain considerations there as well, aren't there, Melissa?
There are. I actually have a good number of teachers down here in Illinois that are on like a TRS pension for being teachers and things like that. There are a number of government workers that receive a pension. And there's a whole other type of calculation that comes in with that. It's called the windfall elimination provision. It's a fairly in-depth calculation. I would love to sit and run all the mathematical numbers with you because I'm a numbers person, but your best bet is to go to the Social Security website, and you can go to like socialsecurity.gov/GPO-WEP and use the what's called the WEP or WEP online calculator. You can plug it in there, or it does get really complicated, so a lot of times it's a good idea just to make an appointment with your Social Security office, have a sit down. They'll be able to pull everything up and go through what that elimination provision would be, because it is a whole nother special calculation for what your earnings will be allowed to give you for your Social Security.
Let me just make a couple of quick points of common misunderstandings as it relates to this whole calculation business. So just a couple quick things here. When you begin working, Melissa talked about 35 years of your average inflation-adjusted income is how they get to your number. Therefore, when you start, you have 35 zeros. Let me repeat that. You have 35 zeros. So some people will say, well, what if I've worked for 30 years, I retire, and then my income goes down? Could it bring down my calculation? And the answer is no, because you have a zero there. So even if you put a $1, it's going to help that overall calculation. So just remember 35 zeros. Additionally, we say there's no benefit to waiting beyond age 70 because there's no more DRCs. That's true. But you could still get a raise after 70. It would just be a COLA raise, a cost of living adjustment raise. So a couple misconceptions that people have. And finally, well, CJ, what if I'm still working and drawing? Right? And that comes to you can still actually see adjustments up on your benefit above and beyond COLA because that 35-year table moves up even though you're drawing. So there you go. Couple freebies at the end there.
Real good information as always. CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger, they come to us, of course, from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to Social Security, once I have reached my full retirement age, how much am I able to earn without reducing my benefit? Again, is the answer A, is it unlimited, or B, $10,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to Kloss Financial's office here in Madison will win that $25 gift card. Again, that is their telephone number, and you can set up an appointment as well with Kloss Financial. First kick of the tires appointment, it's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Melissa, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Take care. This is Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.